not that important. I just have to gum.
Well, that was the announcement I was going to make sure he did it, so. Well, that's important.
If you have the onion breath, you need
you know, you might want some gum.
Don't start the recording until they're done.
I'm going to start back in session, and we are behind now in new business, and yes, we are behind schedule, Jim.
Yeah.
And so the next thing on the agenda is the state plan, and I trust all my fellow commissioners have read through the items that Pearl has sent to us. And
I can recite it verbatim.
Yes.
Okay. Pearl, is there something
yes,
else you'd like to tell us about that?
Well, as you know, the state plan is made up of a lot of different sections. I've sent you text on those sections, and there's a little bit more of work I'll need to do on the actual text. And then with regard to submitting it, the state agencies submit the state plan to the federal partners in Rehab Services Administration. So that has to be done online this year, and I finally was able to get to the application on Friday, yesterday. So what I learned is that we have to really do it differently, and so it'll be kind of cutting and pasting from parts of the parts that I sent to you. So it will end up looking quite a bit different, but in terms of content, there won't, you know, unless you have recommendations for changes of the content, I won't put any surprises in there that you don't know about. So that's really where we're at right now. It is due July 1, and so because this group won't meet again before then, if we can have some discussion about what you have read, get any input, any discussion, any changes you want me to make, and then approve it, hopefully, so that then I can do whatever else has to be done to get it submitted in time.
Okay, so what I'm understanding, pretty much what you've submitted to us already is the way it's going to be. It's just going to be put in a different format type thing?
The content will be the same. The way it's like, instead of five paragraphs, some of it might have to be three sentences with bullet points. I mean, it's, so when I say format, I don't mean like word versus text. I mean,
style.
I don't know how to explain really that, but they have, like for one thing that's, whatever the topic is, then there will be a specific lead-in question, and you have to fill in a field some sentences.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that I can't be more clear about that, but
okay.
But it's just that's the way their online process is.
Sure. So it's going to be more work for you, actually.
Yes. But again, the content, I won't, you know, make up something brand new that we're going to do that you folks don't know about, or take a different road with our approach to things, you know. So, and if there are some significant changes as I'm working through the online, then I would send that to you for your feedback and approval, you know, for anything that seems to be a major change.
Okay. Are there questions from commissioners? Anything you'd like to bring up? I thought they were very thorough and informative. And
Several of you sent some very specific comments, and that's helpful. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And I'm working those into the documents.
Yeah, I do too. I think, you know, that's why it's really important for all of us to read through them and make suggestions and whatever, or ask questions, because one person can skim over the next person might have questions about, and
right.
I think that's a really important thing. So Anything else that anybody would like to talk about? So now we need to take a vote on that we approved it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're sure there's no further questions or whatever, can I entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I'll do the roll call.
Excuse me, Nancy. You should always ask for discussion after any second.
You're right. Is there any discussion? I always get that part back. Ask for the discussion first. So is there anything anybody would like to bring up or further questions on? Hearing none, we'll take a roll call. Daryl?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
And I concur, so it's unanimous that we will accept the state plan, you know, Pearl's format changes that she's mandated to do.
Thank you.
Okay, then we are going to, let's see, the stimulus package, the ARRA stimulus funds.
Okay, that stands for the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and people that are in Washington worked hard for Voc Rehab to be considered part of the recovery stimulus funds. And with our main purpose in life to be helping people get into jobs and helping employers understand what a good benefit it is to them to hire blind people, it really does fit well with economic recovery. So we, as the state agency for the blind, did receive stimulus funds. We got half of it's all. It's set up on a 2-year process, basically, or about a year and a half now. We have until the end of September of 2011 to obligate all of these funds. And so for the Voc Rehab grant, otherwise called Title I, the Rehab Act, or Basic Support, we will receive just under $500,000 for that, for the commission. We have received half of that. And so, and it's effective back to February 17th, which is when the president signed the bill. So the biggest challenge with it, I would say, is that there are two different messages. Congress and the president's main message to us and anybody that received funds is create jobs, maintain jobs.
Right.
You know, prevent layoffs, create new jobs. It's all about employment. Our federal partners, Rehab Services Administration, actually have a different message to us, and that is you do a short-term investment for long-term results, and don't worry so much about actual jobs. Well, we need to, you know, do what all parties want, and so we're really working at finding ways where we can create and maintain jobs and also do this in a way that is short-term investment for the long term. So that's our goal. In addition to the Voc Rehab money, we've received already the full amount of Services for Older Blind funds at about $173,000 and Independent Living Part B funds at right about $27,000. Is that the right number? Okay, so we've had discussions in administration, in state staff meeting, and in supervisors meetings, and then also last week, Carlos and I and Bill were at different meetings in Washington, D.C. to get ideas, and so we have, and we do have a couple years to spend it, so we're definitely open to ideas as the time goes. You never know, you know, what might spark something else. I'm sure we will spend a lot of it on equipment and devices for people, both in terms of staff and clients. We will, I'm sure, do on-the-job training supports to business so that they'll, you know, have a job that a blind person can fill, and these stimulus funds can help to pay for that. We can have of our half-time people. I already mentioned the North Platte counselor, the home teacher, using some stimulus funds to secure that position in a full-time status for the next year and a half. We can work on some public service announcements. We've talked about developing some, like a curriculum or a either DVDs or materials that home teaching clients can work on in between when the counselor is there. A lot of times the trouble is, you know, I'm not going to be back for 4 or 6 weeks, and so, but the people need kind of home study guides types of things. We can train vendors. We can, in fact, we will be almost certainly establishing at least a couple new blind vendor operations. So those will be clearly creating jobs. Some of the job creation will be our clients, so they'll be, you know, our closures as well. But some of the job creation, it might not be a client. It might be that we'll contract with somebody like to develop that curriculum stuff that I talked about. In some cases, I mean, we'll go to where the expertise is. We may be doing more contracting with consumers or just people in the communities across the state to provide, say, older blind services or technology training or any number of things that we really have a lot of very good ideas, sending people to trainings, just a lot of really exciting things that we'll be able to do. And I would, of course, welcome any suggestions from you folks, from the board, from the public that's here. And then once we get it all kind of figured out and start spending money, we'll be closely tracking what we're spending, what is going on, and also what jobs are created or maintained, because the feds are going to be looking very closely at this. We do have to track it all separately from everything else we spend money on. So it's going to be tricky, but I think it's really exciting and a great opportunity.
And an accounting nightmare, probably.
Well, we're working on ways so that it'll be hopefully not a nightmare as much as just, it'll definitely be extra work, but, you know. Oh, and I forgot to mention, but I should, the eForce application that, you know, we're all, that's our new database system. We will be spending some of the stimulus funds on what it takes to get that fully functional. So, and that won't necessarily translate into jobs, but that's an example of one that for the long term we believe it's going to help us do our job better, more effectively, which will result in jobs for people. So that's basically right.
That sounds wonderful. Sounds
it
like,
is.
Some creative ideas already.
Yeah. The reports that are due October 10th, that's the first reporting time, and that it will be determined whether we get the second half of Voc Rehab funds based on those reports, if we do it right, if we're spending things correctly, and if we report correctly. So we're going to have to learn quickly what, and actually RSA doesn't even really know how it's all going to work yet. So
Everybody's learning.
Yes, we're all learning. That's right.
That sounds encouraging. I like the different things you were mentioning.
Sort of related, but maybe not. Is there a move to bring back the presidential appointee, like for the RSA?
Okay, that's not related to the stimulus funds, but it's related to reauthorization of the Rehab Act.
Okay.
And that, do you want me to speak on that?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
yeah,
that's related to reauthorization of the Workforce Investment Act, which okay. Rehab is part of now in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be reauthorized years and years ago, and every year they say, we think we'll get it this year, and every year it doesn't happen. Just the other day I got an email that said, it looks like Congress is going to move on this. So, but whether it will or not, I don't know. But one of the things that a number of us have really stressed in the reauthorizing is making sure that the RSA commissioner be a presidential appointee. And that was something that some other people were trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I recall, the House and Senate versions of the Reauthorization Act did at some point or another include keeping that as a presidential appointee. There were other points where the versions of the bill got rid of that.
Okay.
So, but advocates have really worked to get that put back in place, and so I'm hopeful, you know, I think they really do listen to what advocates say. So it's important to let your Congress people know what your thoughts are,
mm-hmm.
pro or con, up or down, this or that. They really do listen. And also at the meeting last week in Bethesda, it was very cool. The last day, Kareem Dale, who is the president's policy advisor on disability in the White House, he's a blind guy, and he came and spoke, and it was very cool.
Wow.
So that was really a neat. And, you know, he pretty much said the things that, you know, supporting employment and and all of that good stuff. But it was just really neat to have that high level of a person come and speak to the group of directors.
Oh, I'm impressed.
So mind out.
Yeah,
it was
good.
That's really nice.
I just had a thought about the stimulus money.
Yes.
You know, and earlier one of the comments was to develop creative ways for funding. And I don't know how this would work or if it's even feasible. But what about using some of the stimulus money to hire a grant writer for maybe a year or 2 years to, you know, get going some additional funding sources that might be for after the stimulus money's gone.
Okay.
To keep going. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just popped into my head, so I thought
I'd
speak it out.
Well, all these ideas that we're gathering, we can keep in mind, and sometimes the exact idea doesn't fly, but connected with something else, it could very well.
Mm-hmm.
That could be something we can look into, that's for sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I think
I like the idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from?
It sounds exciting.
It's a work in process. Over time, please send us your ideas or thoughts or questions. It'll be great.
Okay, if there's nothing further on that, we'll skip past lunch, and we will go to discussion of commissioners attending advocacy groups. And I think we've discussed that to a degree between us email-wise anyway, but does anybody have more comments about it, or what do you think we should do on that? I think the consensus is that we're all for commissioners going to these you know, other than your own advocacy group, but I think there's so many issues as, you know, we have an ACB person on the board, we have an NFB person on the board, you know, and how does this all work out? The logistics are just, you know, too much, but I think it is a good idea that, if at all possible, that commissioners take it on their own part and go to these groups, because I think it's important to keep in contact with consumers, but I don't think that it should go to the level of stipend or paying expenses or this part. We're on this board because we're interested in blind people, and I think wherever we can glean ideas, that's where we need to go, you know, if it's a feasible thing, that it's not going to be a burden type thing.
May I make a
sure
comment? Most of the time when we've talked about this, it's been relating to the state conventions. And I was just thinking, you know, if you're in a town that has a chapter of both NFB and ACB, you could go to the local one once in a while, you know, as opposed to, sure, we were talking earlier, NFB this year will be in Scotts Bluff, mm-hmm, and how hard that is for folks from Omaha to get to. But the Omaha ACB and NFB both have very active vital groups, and so maybe it would be more a thing where you could occasionally go to that local affiliate instead of, you know, thinking that it has to be the right state or national level.
That's a very good idea, and I, you know, that probably would be, and it wouldn't be a hardship for anybody to do that if it's in your own city. You know, it would be an interesting thing to do.
I initially brought it up because I think, yeah, because like you said, Nancy, it's a good idea to be visible and that sort of thing. And that was the reason for bringing it up, not necessarily to mandate it or require it or stipend or what have you, just, you know, to be visible and for me to get, you know, the NFB's perspective on things, and for Carol or whoever to get the ACB side of things. So I think it's a good idea whenever possible to go, be it state, local, what have you. In fact, Nebraska City is going to have their alumni thing, their group gathering at school they do it every end of July, first part of August, and it's usually a 3-day deal, and I'm trying to talk them back down to 2 days because 3 days is too long. But so that might be another place that, you know, mm-hmm, some folks might want to consider going too.
Sure. Yeah, any way that we can keep in contact with the consumers out there, I think, is a really good idea.
Yeah, I would have no problem going to NFB convention this year. I heard it was in Scotts Bluff, and so we were talking about it at lunch. People had it on the calendar as the 9th and 10th, and somebody said it was the 23rd and 4th. Or
they moved it to the 23rd and 4th, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I'm not sure what the reasoning is before that.
Well, the 10th was an open date for a football game. I'd have no problem going then. Yeah, you'd have priorities.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't mind going. But
I think that's something, because we're interested in blind people and we're interested, mm-hmm, consumers, and it's, you get ideas from people that may not even have crossed your mind sometimes. And I think
it, and I don't know, I guess I may be going back and forth and still trying to sort this out in my own head, but is there strong opposition to paying for expenses to going to consume? I mean, if I don't want to go so far as saying mandatory, because I think that's not where we need to go. But if our job is to represent, to get the input of all Nebraska consumers to make agency services fit the needs of Nebraskans, you know, we need, you don't know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I know you're going with it.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Then why would the rationale be not to pay for our expenses to go to a consumer?
I think part of the reasoning for me was for one thing, we have an ACB person on the board. We have an NFB person on the board. Should we be paying for Carol to go to an NFB meeting, Jim to go to an ACB meeting, or is it unfair for the rest of us to get paid to go to an ACB meeting or an NFB meeting, even though, you know, we would deny it to them because they're the representatives from those groups? A headache type thing.
I don't know. It seems, maybe it's too legalistic and we couldn't enforce it, but my thinking was, you know, you could at least pay like a per diem one day or something for if you went to the alternate.
That's what I was getting at.
That you were not a member of. I don't know if that would be possible. I mean, I don't think we should be paying for everybody's hotel and all their food. But if
you're going to be there as a commissioner doing commissioner things,
I would kind of agree with that now that you put it in that respect. And of course, I wouldn't take compensation for going to an ACB convention because I'm a state president.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Or if there's a commissioner that's not a member of either.
Because, I mean, we do give the money, we do pay for anyone who wants. As I understand it, a center client can go to both, right?
They do.
The center.
Required to go to both, I think.
It seems to vary depending on the budget. It's been my.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We'd have to be careful, but I think I would be willing to, really, I would be in favor of what Julie says if we could monitor it and, I wouldn't want people thinking they could go to five or six different things.
Yeah, you can't go to everything every week.
No, you can't.
In the course of a year.
No, but if you are talking about the state meetings, you certainly could decide that. I think we've all agreed it's valuable it's kind of like how we do with staff. We know it's valuable to attend those meetings. We know it is, and for clients as well. But we do send staff as a part of training. New staff must attend both ACB and NFB state conventions within their first year, if at all possible. And others then can attend whatever they want. It's kind of like the training I was telling you earlier. That anyway, we do put a lot of money toward training. But communicating with consumers is very important. And I think that, if you wanted to have it be as an optional event, you couldn't do mandatory, because if you're not available that weekend, you can't make somebody do it. But that it is something that the board officially endorses and encourages, then you also should think about expenses and or the per diem. That's the $70 that the commission bill established that you folks get each day that you conduct business. And then you decide, okay, and those conventions are usually 2 days, kind of over half of 3 days, but basically it's a two-day.
Yeah.
So then are you saying you get that per diem as well as your expenses? That's kind of up to you. But I do agree it's very valuable, and so that's why I think it's so important for me to attend both every year.
Definitely.
Within the state. Mm-hmm. So...
I was thinking of a one-time deal, like, just one, $70 per diem, rather than, I'd have a hard time justifying, NFB's going to count Scott's Bluff that'll be 3 days.
Right, with travel.
So that'd be $210.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be
It could get out of hand
appropriate.
Pretty
easy. Yeah.
Or we could limit it to, one consumer group per term, or so that the new commissioners that may not have that exposure could have, like, your new staff.
Mm-hmm.
The first year goes to both. So
that's a good idea.
Then you had one opportunity, so it's not a recurring expense.
Right.
Would it be possible to table this and just think on it and revisit this in August, or?
Sure. Yeah. You could even kind of do a task force and assign two or three of you to explore the idea further and come to the next meeting with a proposal.
Okay.
So you're not having to think through it during the meeting.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll help with that since I opened my mouth.
And I probably should too since I brought it up.
Yes, you should.
Well, what do you want, two of us or three?
Julie's got some good ideas.
Yeah,
I think we should put you on.
And Julie will chair the task force.
Julie will chair it. Of course, I knew that's why they will.
Well, we need somebody with some sense.
Good.
Not saying you don't have a sense, Charlie, but go ahead.
Carlos, were you seeking
just point of clarification, which I'm not sure, but I think if you have the majority of commissioners meeting, is considered public meeting, and you have to do certain things, but I'm not that sure. So
I think that's only if we decide something.
Okay.
We're just going to discuss
things. But yeah, if we just research something, I don't think. Because haven't we come up with that in the past?
Yeah.
That's
so
what we did.
You can do like a task force.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll make a...
They wouldn't decide something that then got distributed. They'd have to bring the recommendation back to the public meeting.
Okay. Right.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah, that's what we would do in August, bring it back to on August 8th.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be...
Right. So, but then the question becomes, and of course, and it would just... dealing, and of course, every consumer organization is different. Then you'd have to deal with, if Pearl goes to the Nebraska Association of Blind down Nebraska City, what she does every year, does a commissioner go with her, and is that covered, and how do we limit that? So there's other things to...
Yeah, there's a lot of things that...
Right.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't, in my personal opinion, where I think these are all good ideas, and I really do think it's extremely important that our executive director goes to all these different conventions and so forth, because she is the executive director. But, and I, in my mind, I don't know, I'm just a little leery about, you know, how far down this road of per diems and expenses and all this is going to go. And I don't know, but that's what the task force is for. And so I'm going to let you guys hash it through and bring it to the August meeting. And then if Carol and I want to argue with you, we certainly will.
All right.
Well, you will. Carol will not argue. You might. I'm only kidding.
Well.
It is a good point of discussion, and
Well, yeah, and we pay for people to go to the I forget all the letters, the one in Bethesda and the one that you went to,
right?
NCSAB.
So
NCSAB.
That one.
Uh-huh. Did you get per diem when you went to, or did you get just the expenses?
Okay. Well,
everybody should go to Bethesda. That should be mandatory. No, I know we can't make it mandatory. Boy, is that ever awesome. It is.
I couldn't have gone.
Such a learning experience.
I really think it is, too. I have to agree with Daryl. There were things, and I was, you know, amazed at some of the comments that were made, and I was really pleased to see that questions were brought to the people that were there from the RSA. And so forth. Those are all, you know, they were really, really good, productive things are done. It is a worthwhile meeting.
I will say this, and we can move on, but I talked to Shelley a few weeks ago, and she's the president of that outfit in Nebraska City. And she suggested to me, in fact, she strongly encouraged as many commissioners to come as possible to see what that group's up there to and see what they're doing and so on and so forth. So just to throw that out there for whatever it's worth.
Okay, these are all good things, and you guys are going to hash all that out.
Okay.
And I think we will move on to the next topic now, which is the logistics of our August meeting out in Scotts Bluff. And
may I speak to that?
Sure.
I sent an email a while back to all three members of the Scotts Bluff office asking if they thought Would the public attend if we did part of it Friday night and part of it Saturday? And it occurred to me on the way down here today, I never heard from any of them. So that may mean the email didn't get through, because they're all usually...
I got it.
Yeah, so, but I don't... It's unusual that I didn't hear back. But that was something I was trying to determine. Do we know where it's going to be or anything yet? No.
I sent an email to the staff also asking them for recommendations for hotels. And
they didn't get that email either.
I never got a response either.
Huh, okay.
I'll have to follow
You up. Might try the Scotts Bluff Inn. I have been to
Josie can work with you on. You may just need to make a phone call so that we can get it figured out. I know that Bob has been working on the topic, supported employment, and we have some, I think it'll be a very good discussion for our focus topic. So that's good. That's in the works.
That's, I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be real interesting.
The only suggestion I have, and I know that we can't always make things happen, I would suggest a full-service hotel because it's sometimes easier to sit in a restaurant than it is to find something. I mean, yeah, we'll have a car, but still, you know, for convenience.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, but, you know, and then, you know, the other thing, I think at one time we contemplated starting, since we will all be there already, you know, if we decided to start Saturday morning, we could start at, say, 8 o'clock instead of 9, which would give us an extra hour.
But then again, the the consumers might not just live in town. They might be coming in
from out
of town. Like this meeting here, folks came in from Norfolk, from, you know, different towns. So, and just the reminder, the reason for going to these other locations is so consumers will come.
Yes, exactly. And that's really important. And in my mind, it seems, you know, I don't want to be, but I think if there was, you know, start of a meeting on Friday night and then back on Saturday night, that might be a real inconvenience for people that were trying to come to the meeting, too.
Right.
They could come at one time.
And that's what I thought, you know, the folks out there will know. They'll have a sense of which people would be interested. I think probably Glenn and John here had a good idea of who would be interested in coming and what they would be more likely to do. So we'll be working on that. And
I'm actually opposed to starting the meeting on Friday just because of that. You know, we need
We'll see what they say. If they say,
that'll work.
Yeah. Friday nights can be busy times for people.
They
have weekend plans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But maybe not.
Yeah, we don't. That's why we need to ask them.
Well, you know, one of the, you know, things we're thinking is, you know, it's a long trek out there, and obviously we're going to be staying overnight Friday night. You know, if we end up with the kind of meeting that we generally do that'll last a little longer than what we planned on it happening, what happens? Are we going to try to drive all the way home? And I realize, you know, people, you know, I'm in the middle of the state, so it's not quite as bad for me, but you know, but if I'm traveling with you good people, which is what I think makes more sense than having somebody drive me out there, is, you know, since you're basically you know, pulling through right along Interstate 80 there, you know, financially that just makes more sense to me. You know, I have to be perfectly frank, it doesn't make any difference to me which way we decide to do it, but, you know, I know that, you know, coming home on Saturday night might be a real trip for Daryl and Jim.
Right.
It's going to be long enough if they're going into Lincoln. You know?
Well, and it could well be that we could start at 8, you know, that people out there will be happy to come to an early meeting, you know, so we'll definitely check into that.
Okay, so what does the board think? Do you think just leave those logistics up to Kathy and Pearl and whoever else is dealing with the people out in Scotts Bluff and whatever?
I think I want to have input on this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely.
Well, if we can get their ideas about it, then we can let you all know, and then you can say what you what's acceptable to you. Does that work?
Well, I guess my strong preference is to be home Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not an I mean,
I agree.
I can work with whatever, I guess. But my strong preference is to be home Saturday.
Me too.
I think we'd all agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'll communicate by email, so
okay.
watch your boxes.
Okay.
Now, would Jim and I have a driver ourselves, or would we all meet in one big van? Or
it makes most sense to me to have a driver bring you to
okay.
Lincoln, and then we take a bus or something across the state, stop in York, stop in Grand Island, and then head the rest of the way, and then come back, and again, you'd have some driver be able to meet you at Grand mm-hmm. Island, at York, and mm-hmm. the Omaha driver could come down to Lincoln, and that would be my thinking.
Then I would be inclined to go with coming home on Saturday, too, because, you know, whoever's driving would, you know, have that planned. If we had to drive all the way back to Omaha with one driver, we were thinking of staying on
right.
Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Nancy had said something to somebody in the Omaha office about putting the date on the calendar, the 7th,
That's
to take
good.
Us out the day before. So I don't know if that... Mm. But, yeah, my preference would be to, you know, have the meeting Saturday, start it at 9 if we need to. If we just, Daryl and I, coming back, then stay Saturday night and come home Sunday.
Okay, well, sounds like you were all flexible
yep.
as to what's going to happen, so why don't we just leave that up and we'll make decisions okay. on the internet, I guess, back and forth in our inboxes.
My only objection to anything is, and again, whatever people decide, but I'm not real fond of starting the meeting Friday night.
Right.
We got a long enough drive, and, you know, I'd rather just start it on Saturday, even if we
okay.
had to start at 8, but, you know, whatever mm-hmm. works is okay. I mean, it's...
Well, Kathy and Pearl and okay. people mm-hmm. in Scotts Bluff will make all these, you know, do the communication thing and figure out which is going to work best for the consumers and us and, you know, work it out. We'll work it out one way or the other, I'm sure.
Will we be able to look at the Scotts? Is there an office in Scotts Bluff?
Yes, there is.
Because I've never seen it.
Right. I honestly don't know if there's meeting space down by our... There is meeting space by our office, okay. So ideally, we'll meet in the building where our office is, and that way we'll have time
okay.
to...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm glad you mentioned that so that Kathy remembers to make sure that's part of the plan.
Excuse me, this is Hubert. That room is probably from me to that wall and to these side walls.
Okay.
Not big.
It's very small.
Well, so we have time between now and August to lose weight.
Why don't we just meet on top of Chimney Rock?
And it just has one big table in the middle with like captain chairs around the table.
Oh.
That wouldn't work.
But
there.
I thought in the main level they have another deep conference room.
Oh, okay.
I'll call the office and do your Sunday with Ellen.
Yeah, there may be a larger conference room. I hope so, because, yeah, that's right. We need... I'm on some boards that meet in mm-hmm. rooms that... are very tiny, and they never have public come, and they don't go out of their way to try to get public to come either, so.
Yeah.
Does it cost a lot, like, to have this room, like we did here today? Does it cost at hotels, like?
Kathy, it can, but Kathy mm-hmm. usually works to negotiate.
Yeah. If we have rooms here, they usually give us a pretty good deal.
Oh, okay.
And then since we were having lunch here.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. it's probably for all day long, for mm-hmm. the whole day, it's about $100.
No, that doesn't seem bad.
No, that's not bad.
Not
you mean I know ideally you'd like to meet in your office space or, you know, a building. Or
yeah.
But yeah, on the other hand, it's kind of, if you're at a location that's away from the hotel, but with us having the transportation mm-hmm. of only a couple of vans,
mm-hmm.
I know Hubert and I like to be at the meetings like an hour earlier.
True. A little bit early to
yeah,
sit
that's
down.
True.
And,
but now
we can always get a state car in Scotts Bluff too.
Right. Or if we drive out on Friday in the day and then go to the offices as soon as we arrive and they're an hour later, so maybe staff could still be there and we could tour the office that evening, then go ahead and have the meeting at the hotel like we do here.
That's a good idea. That works too.
Okay.
Because I think looking at the office, I like that idea.
I just remember in Norfolk, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we've had a veterans home or something, and they weren't even, we didn't even know what room we were supposed to go to. I remember Dan was running around trying to...
Well, it's good for you all to be able to see our different offices.
Yeah.
So,
that's mm-hmm. good.
Like to see it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Okay, any other comments on that? Okay, we'll move on to the next meetings and the topics, and in November, mm-hmm. in August, I'm skipping right this.
We've already covered that.
And we really have covered that. It's going to be supported employment, and in November, it's going to be the business enterprises and vendors.
And is that in Lincoln or Omaha?
Lincoln.
Okay.
Yeah, November's in Lincoln. I think.
Okay.
I think
Thank
we
you.
Established back that February will be Omaha and November will be Lincoln, and the two in between are open.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And then there was some. Robert Newman had at the staff meeting had some suggestions on other topics. And it was, let's see, field training, I think, is the subject he had in mind, too, for us to talk about. So I don't know if you want to schedule that. You know, I feel like, I shouldn't be making those kinds of executive, because that will be, if you're going to do it, it would be next year, so. It's up to you guys. And I don't know if there are any new ideas that anybody has any ideas for new topics, other topics?
Yes.
Okay.
I always have ideas.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I would like Cheryl to come and talk about her deafblind project. And we'll be in Omaha in February, so.
What a neat idea.
That would work out splendidly.
Cheryl Paul. Yeah.
For the deafblind services?
Yeah, because it has been a while since we have. And she's come up with some really innovative ideas for the deafblind community. And I think it would be time again to do that. Mm-hmm. I remember one of the times that was the other former board, and we were, and it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's time. Mm-hmm. And I will...
You can come.
Okay, I know I can. I mean, you never know when I will show up. So, we'll put that on. You would like that for February?
Well, I was just thinking because that's based out of Omaha.
It makes really good sense. Let's do that. Okay. It is now time for public comments.
I have one. This is Bob Eaton.
Okay, Bob.
Relevant to the August meeting, if you do start earlier, like at 8 or whatever time, I would ask that the focus topic remain at 9 or even a little later.
Okay.
I am planning to have some people come in from out of town, and just to allow for a little bit of travel time that I think would be a little better if they could start that at 9. Rather than 8, just to allow them to come in more.
Very good thought, Bob.
Yeah,
and there's no reason we couldn't move the old business up higher and go through that first. That's a very good suggestion, Bob. Thank you. And if I fail to do that, I'm sure my commissioners here will. That was a very good suggestion. Are there other comments from the public? Yes?
My name is Bryce. And I guess mine's not really a comment. Well, it is, but I was actually kind of going to tell you guys why I moved up to Columbus.
All right.
And I'll just go ahead and stand up so that way y'all can hear me. And anyways, so basically, I don't know. People of you that do know me know that I used to live in Lincoln, and I
lived there for pretty much my entire life. And that's where I grew up. And anyway, I'm in Lincoln, and I'm staying at my apartment after I graduated from the orientation center. I don't know if any of you knew, but I went to go live with a girlfriend for a while. And so I did that for like, 2 years? 2 years, yeah. So I was living with my girlfriend for a good 2 years, being my lazy, no doing anything self. I was actually ended up in quite a bit of debt because what ended up happening was I got into these work at home things, and I got scammed out of some money because I signed up for this one offer and they wouldn't, you'd call the 1-800 number to like try and talk to somebody, and they would like put you on hold, like you were, like they'd give you hold music, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd sit on hold for a good maybe minute or two, and they'd transfer you to an answering machine, and you'd leave a message and nobody calls you back, and they just sit there and continuously charge your card $70-some every month. So yeah, that turned out to be really bad. Had to close my bank account, had to do all this stuff, still had no job, basically was using what was my SSI to basically pay my rent, and then I was out of money. And so that's pretty much what I was doing. And then, you know, I finally got my roommate down there, and we were going to try and get jobs, but we didn't really know where to start looking. And then, of course, the fact that we're completely and incredibly lazy doesn't help any either. And so we're just sitting one day, and Mr. Carlos Servan comes knocking at my door. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He grabs my shirt. I remember that. He grabbed my shirt. He like grabs the front of my shirt, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And so then I told him that I wanted to check out the job up in Columbus. And so we came up here, and I met the people, and they brought Warren with me too. That's my roommate and best friend since seventh grade. And so, we checked it out, and it was really nice and everything like that. And then, you know, we had to try to find an apartment, and, you know, the commission was real helpful with, you know, helping me find the apartment and, you know, driving me up there to meet the people, and, you know, they really helped me out with the apartment deal a lot, because we had an apartment lined up, right? Well, Warren, I didn't really tell my landlord at my place that Warren was living with us, and because, you know, he'd only been staying there for a couple of months, and we were planning on moving anyway, so I didn't see no reason to tell anybody. And so basically the lady at this apartment denied us, and so we had like, I think it was like the middle of January when this happened, so we had like 3 weeks to find an apartment complex. And then we started calling around and stuff, and we found the apartments that I live in now, actually, found them, I think it was like a week before we had to move in. A week, maybe 2 weeks at the most. Well, so we moved in, and that's when I started my job. And so I've been working there since February 10th, and the commission helped me move up and do all that stuff, and Carlos was, you know, really helpful with that stuff, and I don't know how many times I could thank Carlos. I don't think it'd still be enough. But But no, I was going to say, thanks to the commission and all that, the help with that. You know, I was able to pay off. See, what ended up happening with my bank is I ended up owing actually for two bank accounts, because I opened a second bank account, because when I was doing my work at home thing, I was getting paid, but it wasn't very much money, but I needed a way to get it out of my PayPal account and into a bank account. Well, my original bank account was connected to another PayPal account, so I couldn't use it, so I had to open a second bank account connected to my PayPal account. Well, what ended up happening was I had to have my first bank account force closed because that company would not stop charging me. Well, a company charged my card for my old account, withdrew my new one somehow. So they basically, I was overdrawn twice on two accounts. So I owed over like $800 to the bank. It's a lot of money. Yeah. Well, thanks, you know, to help from the commission and my job and everything like that, I was able to pay that debt off in a matter of a month. I think it took a total of maybe a month and a half to pay off both debts. And now I'm, yeah, debt-free, and I have a bank account, and it's positive, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yes. Hey.
And a savings account as well, yes.
Good job.
Savings account with savings in it.
Better yet.
So, yeah, that's my little story about how the commission got me from living in Cockroachville to up here.
What are you doing yes. for your job?
I work at a place called Apogee Retail. It is a company that I don't know if the commission's been working with them. I don't know. These people know more about it than I do. But we call for donations there. Like, I'll just go ahead and say the script. You'll get it better if I do that. We'll go with lupus. Okay, hi, my name is Bryce. I'm calling on behalf of the Lupus Foundation of Colorado. Mm-hmm. We'll have a truck in your area on whatever date collecting, and we were hoping you could help our foundation by donating a bag or two of any type of clothing, books, dishes, knickknacks, or any other household items. And then if they say no, you say thank you very much for your time. Have a nice day. Go move on.
Yeah. If you call me, I'd say no, so.
Geez, you don't want to donate to the Lupus Foundation? Man.
I hang up on those type of calls.
See, we're not solicitors.
I know.
For money.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too, because it wasn't money.
And then you come and pick it up.
Well, see, the way that it works is Apogee actually has their own trucks. And they basically what they do is it's not a free service because Apogee pays them for the clothes. But I mean, it's a free service to the charity. The charity doesn't have to pay Apogee anything to go out and pick up the clothes. They don't have to pay Apogee to call the people. They don't have to pay Apogee to do any of that.
Okay.
And Apogee pays them for the clothes. So yeah, the Apogee has basically they are able to call on behalf of these charities. They go, they pick up the donations, they take them to the Apogee thrift stores that Apogee owns and operates, called Unique Thrift Stores. Those merchandise are then basically measured per charity. You know, they separate it out into charities, and then they measure it all, and depending on the amount of cubic feet of clothing and whatever else there is, that's how much that charity gets paid. And they do get paid on a, I believe, weekly basis. And basically, yeah, all we do is we call for the donations, and then they have another place in the states that we call that go and they pick up the donations. Then, you know, they have people that work at the thrift stores. So basically, you know, it boils down to, if it wasn't for us, the thrift stores wouldn't be in business.
Right.
Because we call, we get the donations. The donations come in. That's what makes Apogee money.
All right.
Well, thank you, Bryce.
Good job.
I'm happy to hear we love hearing success stories. That's an excellent thing, and we're glad that, you know, Carlos was able to help you and whoever did else did help you. And
hey, Carlos is the man.
Yep, we're very, that's why we're all here, because we all, the mission is a wonderful place. Are there other comments from the public?
This is Hubert. Just a thought to think ahead of for going out to Scotts Bluff, and that would be if folks are going to want to eat along the way, either going out or coming back, to have some ideas of what you might want to do, so that as we're on the road, we can discuss it and make final arrangements on the road.
Okay.
Hubert has been around Bob and I for a while.
That's an excellent idea.
And I think with an 8-hour trip, we will be
definitely
eating somewhere.
Yeah, whether we all go together or separately, it's your right.
Okay, if there are no final comment or other comments from the public, we have final announcements, and right up hand, I cannot think of any.
I will say that Dan Bird has agreed to take photographs of the commissioners that are willing to do so. We'll want to do that really quickly, and probably up against this wall that's behind me. If we can get that to happen pretty quickly. Actually, we want to go the other way, the behind Kathy there.
Okay.
And I assume each commissioner will get a copy of their picture as well?
Sure.
Well, I want a copy of the picture.
I don't need a copy.
Well, I want a copy.
Okay.
Jim, Kathy, wants one?
One thing I have an expense document for each commissioner.
Okay.
If I could get you each to sign it.
And I'll give you my receipts.
And then you can mail me your receipts.
I'll give them to you right now.
Can we give them to you right now? If we have them?
If you're ready. Sure, you can give them to me.
You have mine from last night.
I certainly did.
And I'll give you mine.
So instead of digging for stuff right now,
we'll do it after
the meeting. And
okay.
Yep.
Yes, the meeting is adjourned.
No, Daryl had something.
Nope.
Was there anything else?
Let's go.
Pardon?